I'm going to move away from birds now for the moment. I'm going to talk about oysters in Kerry. Fishermen are leading the way in the protection of vital sea nurseries in Tralee Bay. The Tralee Oyster Fishery Society has drawn up a plan to ring fence 4,000 hectares of eelgrass off North Kerry. Dennis O'Shea is manager of the Tralee Oyster Fishery Society and he joins us now. Hello, Dennis, how are you? Tell us about your society.
Tralee Oyster Fishery Society is a fishermen's cooperative. There would be approximately 120 members, and of those there would be 78 active permit holders who fish for oysters in Tralee Bay in an oyster fishery order area.
So I take it then that Tralee Bay is good for oysters. Why?
It is. It's the largest self-sustaining flat oyster bed in Western Europe. We have very good recruitment of juveniles and the bed is self-fertilizing, self-stocking.
Now, the oysters we're talking about are the native flat oysters. Can you tell me a little bit about them?
Native flat oysters are roughly circular in shape. They have one cupped shell and one completely flat shell. And they are a bivalve mollusk. The native flat oysters are particularly valued as the top of the range of oysters.
Now, presumably you're selling these all over the world, not just in Ireland, am I right?
Yes, we're mainly selling on the continent. There would be very little sale in Ireland because the time of year the oysters are harvested is mainly in the winter time, which is outside of the tourist period. And most of the oysters from Tralee would go to Spain and France and also some into Holland.
So I mentioned in the introduction eelgrass. Why is eelgrass important to oysters?
Well, there are very substantial areas of eelgrass in Tralee Bay. It is a major sequester of carbon and is also a very good habitat for juvenile fish and shellfish.
And what exactly is your plan for the eelgrass?
We are proposing closing off over 4,000 hectares of ground in Tralee Bay within the oyster order area to preserve the eelgrass and hopefully as well to extend the areas that it is in. And this is mainly a conservation measure and should help with the sustainability of various species and encourage biodiversity.
Dennis, it sounds really like a very interesting project, and I'm particularly interested in the eelgrass aspect of it because eelgrass is a plant that I've long been a fan of. It is remarkable from a biodiversity point of view, supports so many forms of life, as you're saying, not just the oysters and fish. It's actually the favourite food of one of my favourite birds, the Brent goose, and the grass itself is a disappearing species across much of the Irish coast. So it's great to hear it's doing so well in your area of Kerry. It's a very sensitive species though, the eelgrass, isn't it? What sort of threats is it facing and how do oyster fishers in particular manage to combat that and take account of it?
Well, our main trust in conserving the eelgrass would be not allowing any towed gear to be used in those areas. As I said, it's also very good habitat for juveniles, both fish and shellfish. And we would hope that when that area of ground is not worked, that it would help to maintain the present level of seagrass, but we would also be looking at extending that as much as possible within the closed areas.
You referred there to towing and towed fishing. That is dragging a cage, essentially, a metal cage along the bottom of the seabed. Is that correct?
Yes, that would be the method for harvesting oysters. It would be using a dredge.
What's your time frame here, Dennis?
Well, we would propose closing these areas immediately and they would remain permanently closed to any towed gear. And we would also, of course, look at enhancing the oyster stocks themselves in terms of increasing the reproductive level and the settlement of juvenile oysters.
To close off these areas to keep the oysters safe and help them grow, is it the Department of Marine? Who do you have to say, look, we want to close this area off? And how do you physically do that?
Well, all of the active fishermen in the area would be members of the co-op, and at present we carry out a stock survey at the beginning of the oyster season and determine what kind of production tonnage we would have. and then the boats fish to a quota. So they are used to fishing within that type of regime. So when we close areas within the Oyster Order area, it would involve those fishermen that are members of the co-op, and they would obviously respect that closure.
Thank you, Dennis.
Okay, thank you.